Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. We've got a great Domain Sherpa review coming up today. We've got Braden, Amar, and Josh on the show. We open up by talking a bit about the recent sale of NFTs.com, NamesCon Global, coming up in Austin at the end of August. And then we get into a discussion about web browsers and Web3 domains. Then we get back into Web2 with the domain game featuring Accounted.com, FitnessResort.com, FutureHealthGroup.com, and UniteBet.com. Braden also then discloses what he sold Laura.com for. So definitely check that out. And then we've got the NameJet Gonna Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, such as paywise.com, epicjourney.com, bestofme.com, and criminallawyer.net. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and also watch some of our episodes on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also check us out on Apple and Spotify, as well as some of the other podcast platforms. And as usual, big shout out to Dan.com, the number one place in the world to buy and sell your domains, with a special platform made for domain investors. And as I mentioned earlier, NamesCon Global is coming up in Austin, Texas at the end of August, and we've got a promo code for our audience to save 20% on tickets. That code is MP, as in man, Peter, underscore, domain, Sherpa. Again, MP underscore domain Sherpa, and you can use that when you register for the conference at namescon.com. All right, with all that, it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. So let's go. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, and I am the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts. There are four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We got number one, we got the grand opening. That's where I'm going to intro the Sherpas, see what's going on with them, and we talk about some related stuff, some unrelated stuff, and just kind of do what we do. Then we'll get into the domain game, where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses the price. We keep score, and we get some swag to the winner. In fact, Braden, I think you just got your swag. You said you're like swimming in that hoodie, though, right? Is that the...
It's a pretty big hoodie, and it's 1,000 degrees here in LA, so not wearing a hoodie anytime soon.
Josh, I got yours in a bag literally right behind me.
You're not big enough.
Yeah.
It could be. It's not big enough to fill it out.
When I'm done here, I'm going to go to the gym, lift some weights maybe.
Hey, carb up. I got Josh's and Amar. I know I owe you some stuff too. So, all right. Well, that's segment two is the domain game. Segment three is NameJet and a Jet, sponsored by our friends at NameJet. And then where we review a list of domains coming up for auction, talk about what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. And then we'll close out with grand closing, where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, market trends, current events, allowing the guests to mention, promote anything we haven't already talked about. So with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. To my right, I got my boy Braden Pollock, a.k.a. Tony Stark, a.k.a. Benjamin Button, a.k.a. Eat Bray Love, a.k.a. Braden Statham. Your domain, it's not that your domain is worthless, it's just that it's worth less. You know what I'm saying? So what's up, man? How you doing?
All good. Thank you. I'll give you quotes.
We actually, Billy's working on some pretty cool little like... for the quotes that we come up with on the show. So he's got one. Yours will be the first one because it was so good.
It's out. I saw it last night.
Oh, he already posted. See, you know, yeah, I got to get up on our marketing schedule, man. You know, so, but I thought that was really cool.
I retweeted it.
Maybe the algorithm is hiding you from my feed or something. I don't know. I didn't see it. I didn't even see that. Anyway, all good, all good. As always, appreciate you being here. Then down below to my right, we got my boy Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Triple Crown, a.k.a. Bill and Zed's Excellent Adventure, a.k.a. Horse Stables, Not Stable Coins, a.k.a. Yellowstone, a.k.a. Super Bowl. What's up, man?
And Stable Coins.
Stable Coins and the Horse Stables. What's up, man? How you living?
What's up, man? I'm good. I'm just kind of right now, I'm just like looking at GoDaddy auctions and just saying like, can I buy something right now? Or is it still crazy prices?
And yeah, well,
crazy prices.
Still crazy or what?
I mean, just, I don't know. I'm just like browsing right now. I'm like, what? Really? Am I really going to pay that? No, I'm not going to pay that.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say even with the market, you know, kind of being where it is, this bear market, you know, domain investors are still have not gone bearish on domains, especially on the wholesale platforms. I mean, we see it NameJet and, you know, obviously GoDaddy too. And just, it does not seem like we've seen any big, big sell-off yet, but there's still, you know, a lot of time, a lot of opportunity for people to get squeezed into, you know, a lot of fire selling opportunities. You know what I mean? Don't diamond hands all those domains, everybody. You know what I mean? We need inventory. So we actually have a couple of, you know, we're looking for a couple of domains for a few buyers. I should, you know, that's something I should probably bring up on these shows too, when we have those kind of scenarios, because we've got a couple and, that we're looking for right now, but, you know, we'll get into some of that too, but all right. So Josh, thanks for being here, man. You know what it is. And below me, we got my boy Skip Brother from Another Mother, Amar Kuba, AKA King Kuba, AKA Danny Ocean, AKA the even greater Gatsby, AKA Amarzan, AKA Kubra Libre. What's happening, dude? How you living?
One day
we'll have to tell everybody, you know, kind of explain the whole Skip Bro thing, although it's going to be underwhelming, I think, once we like
it, you know? Yeah, maybe we'll just keep it to ourselves. But we will be skipping in Austin in
skipping
a couple
of weeks. Skipping in Austin, Texas, man. Let's get that out of the way. Big shout out to our friends at NamesCon. We got the NamesCon Global Conference coming up, Austin, Texas, end of this month. I mean, we are a few weeks away. It's the 26th, I believe, to the 2nd of September. But go to namescon.com, namescon.global, and check out the details. We have the we've got the 20% off coupon on the Sherpa site, which is M as in man, P as in Peter, _ Sherpa, I believe is our code, but it's on the site. But there's also a 50% off coupon floating around. So I know we were pushing that on one of the, you know, we were on one of the clubhouses and spaces talking up a lot about what's going on. The agenda is rounding in form. There's gonna be some really cool stuff. I'm like super excited to see. The Rick Schwartz session, I think, is gonna be really cool. We've got a couple NFT sessions that, without being too far to the NFT side, I think there's like just the right amount. There's a couple of those that are going to be really cool for folks.
There's actually just one now.
Oh, I thought which is it, the blue chip NFT?
Yeah, I'm on the schedule at the moment. It's two, but we just merged them into one now.
Miller was texting me and he was like, "Hey, I need you on like my panel if you can." And I was like, talk to Braden, because there's one literally like 30 minutes later that I'm on. And I guess there was a lot of crossover. So that makes sense.
Yeah, there was a lot of crossover. They really wanted to bring NFTs into it because, you know, digital assets. And
sure.
Although my feeling is it's a domain conference. It's not a digital asset conference. But, you know, there's a lot of us that are into NFTs. So they wanted to have two panels, but there's not enough people to speak on the panel. So we just merged them into one. That's what's happening.
No, but I think that's good. I think it's one of those things. I remember when you mentioned the word merge, you know, there was the merge conference back in Orlando around the time when, you know, it was, you know, one of the crypto waves. And I remember they made such an effort to try to make it this enormously broad conference. And, you know, big shout out to the news. I mean, I appreciate the, you know, the effort that went into the conference, and it was fun and cool seeing everybody. But, you know, if I did have a sort of, you know, a knock on it, it was that, you know, there was too much outside of like sort of the core thing, you know, of domains. And, you know, I get it. And I, you know, wanting to sort of cast a wide net, big tent, all that kind of stuff, but it made it very, you know, it felt disconnected and almost too broad, you know? So I think this, there's plenty to talk about by way of domains. Obviously we all fall under the umbrella of digital assets and, you know, as well, and we're all, you know, a lot of us are heavily involved in NFTs, but, I think whether it's one or two panels, I think that's kind of either one, I think works and is just enough, you know, to kind of, you know, feel the vibe, get educated, like, you know, and just talk the talk, you know, so it's all good. Will there be any like unstoppable handshake kind of stuff that we'll be getting into at the conference? Like any panels on that? I haven't looked, but you know, there's that lawsuit that Unstoppable filed against Handshake, and it sounds like Handshake and, you know, Namecheap, like they're ready to, you know, kind of they're ready to fight as well. I mean, it's gonna be an interesting see how this all plays out, you know. So.
Yeah, Namecheap spent a lot of money already. I mean, they've already put, they're pretty deep in, so they have to defend their position. And Handshake's not going to back down. So it'll be very interesting.
It'll be cool. Let's put them in the ring together. NamesCon, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's go. Or if we were in Vegas, you know what I mean? And it's, you know, I haven't spent too much time digging in. Maybe that might actually be a pretty cool show. Maybe we'll talk about that next week, you know, do a little rabbit hole on some of that, some of the legal issues around that and where, you know, how we think that might shake out. There's a lot of interesting aspects to that. So
neither of them are short on money right now. So
yeah, well, Unstoppable just hit unicorn status, right, with their recent additional raise. You know, full disclosure, Domain X, Andrew, you know, we're investors in Unstoppable. We've got some handshake extensions as well, and so we're invested and involved. But I think there's there's a lot of cash, and now it's like, and I think these are important things for the space because, you know, we'll start to get some legal clarity. I mean, some of the ground rules are going to start getting laid now. It's almost like that, the whole Rider Rips Bored Ape Yacht Club case, that whole thing is going to be interesting to see how it plays out because, you know, in some cases, this is the wild, wild west. This is where some of the precedent and some of the guardrails are going to be established. So it'll be interesting to see how this stuff goes. You know, better them than us having to spend the money to do it, right? I mean, you know, so all good.
So there's a session on Thursday. Is it Thursday or Friday? No, Friday, sorry. It's called Is ICANN Threatened by Blockchain Domains? So it's going to be the Propeller Heads on stage.
Oh, nice. So who's on the panel?
Zach Muscovich, David Sneed,